So, imagine a customer sends you this really angry email about a charge.
Oh, we've all been there.
Right. And in like 3 seconds, your AI reads it, it apologizes, and it just issues a full refund.
Which sounds like incredible efficiency.
Exactly. Except, the original charge was actually completely valid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Your AI just gave away your money for literally no reason.
Yeah, that's the danger right there.
Right. And so today, we're taking a deep dive into, well, a whole stack of research papers on AI governance. And our mission is really to answer one crucial question. Who is actually checking your AI before it touches your customers or your money?
Yeah, because there is a massive difference between the AI can do it and the AI is allowed to do it.
Totally. I mean, an AI can draft a customer response in seconds. It can prepare an invoice. It can recommend a refund, compare prices, all of that.
Right, and that speed is super useful, but it is not authority.
No, not at all. Going back to that refund scenario from the sources, the AI found the account, it drafted a confident response, and offered a refund. Fast, polite, efficient.
But completely wrong.
Exactly.
And now, the business has an unhappy customer, an unnecessary refund, and this very professional explanation of a completely wrong decision.
Which is just the worst combination.
It really is. And this is exactly where governance enters the picture.
Right.
And governance is not just some vague promise that, a person is somewhere in the process.
Like just floating around in the background.
Yeah, exactly. A named person has to own the outcome. The system defines what the AI can see, what it can recommend, what it can change, and importantly, where it stops.
Okay, but let me push back on that for a second.
Sure.
If a business has to put a human in front of, like,
Oh.
every single tiny task, doesn't that just completely destroy the speed that makes AI useful in the first place?
Well, yes, if you check every single thing. But
Yeah.
that stopping point I mentioned, the sources call that the human approval line.
Okay, the human approval line.
Right. And the goal is not to check every task. You place the approval point exactly where the consequence changes.
Oh, I see.
So on one side of that line, the AI can gather information, it can organize it, compare options, do all the prep work.
Like drafting the actual email.
Exactly. But on the other side, an authorized person actually makes the final decision.
So for customer work, the AI can draft the response, but a person approves the message before it actually gets sent.
You got it. And for financial work, the AI can, say, prepare an invoice,
Right.
but a person approves the amount before it reaches the customer, or, the AI flags an unusual transaction.
But a person decides what happens next.
Exactly. It's about placing approval where the consequence becomes real. And a strong approval line really answers four specific questions.
Which are?
First, who owns the outcome? Second, what is the AI allowed to do? Third, which action requires approval? And fourth, what evidence gets recorded?
Okay, let's break those down. Start with the owner.
Right. So saying someone will check it is not ownership.
Yeah, the sources were really clear on this. Like, a department is not a person.
No, it's
A
not.
shared inbox is definitely not a person.
Right. The owner has to have a specific name and a defined role.
Okay, so you have your named owner, then next comes the limit, right?
Yes. Just because an AI has access to customer information, that doesn't mean it has permission to send a message.
Right, access does not equal authority.
Exactly. It might prepare a payment without permission to release it, or recommend a price without permission to actually change it.
So that brings us to the third part, the approval itself.
Right. The approval point belongs right before the action that creates the consequence.
Before the message is sent.
Yes. Before the refund is issued, before the price changes, before money moves.
Okay, and then finally, the fourth pillar, the system records the evidence.
This is so important. What did the AI recommend? What information did it use? Who approved the action? And what happened after approval?
Because, I mean, that record really matters when the result gets questioned later on.
Oh, absolutely. Without it, the business is just left reconstructing the whole decision from, Slack messages, open browser tabs, and someone's fuzzy memory.
Which is just, that's not a process. The sources call that an archaeological dig.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's a mess. And, a properly governed system also knows what to do when confidence is missing.
It just stops.
Exactly. It identifies what is unclear and it routes the decision straight to the named person. It doesn't try to hide its uncertainty beneath some polished, confident-sounding answer.
Which goes right back to that bad refund
Yeah.
scenario at the start.
Right. So, here's a practical exercise from the research that anyone can use.
Oh, let's hear it.
Just choose one process in your business that touches a customer or touches money.
Okay.
Then divide the work into four lines. One, AI can prepare this. 2, AI can recommend this.
Mm-hmm.
3, a person approves this. And 4, AI cannot perform this action.
And then I'm guessing you name the owner and define the evidence that's going to be kept.
Exactly. That creates a really visible boundary before the system even begins working.
I love that. So AI brings all this speed, consistency, and useful prep work.
But a person still owns the consequence. The system controls the access. The approval line controls the action. And the evidence preserves the decision.
Wow. The system controls access. Approval line controls action. Evidence preserves decision. That's a great takeaway.
It really simplifies it.
It does. Before AI touches your customers or your money, the answer to who checks it has to have a name.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'll leave you with this thought to mull over. If an AI in your business makes a costly mistake tomorrow, whose exact name is on the line right now?